This is an anecdotal podcast, and all the acts, views, anecdotes, ideas, comments, opinions, and statements expressed are solely those of the host and the guest, and are personal opinions or may be fictionalized to preserve the privacy and integrity of the persons concerned. Reliance Retail Limited or TERA does not subscribe to or endorse the same. None of the statements or comments expressed in the podcast are meant to defame, denigrate, or hurt sentiments of any person, religious group, community, institution, nationality, profession, or any class of persons, gender, class, religion, in any manner. Any decision and or acts of the viewers based on the content of the podcast shall be entirely at their discretion and free will, and Reliance Retail Limited or TERA shall not be liable or responsible in any manner whatsoever.
TERA presents
What the Hell
Hi, this is What the Hell Navya Season 2 presented by TERA, India's newest beauty shopping experience. We're all about having open and honest conversations, and today we're going to be talking about love. It's a four-letter word, but it's not that simple, it's not that easy. It's a roller coaster of emotions, and I think it's a ride that we've all been on. I think understanding love is different. It means something different to everyone. So whether you're an Arijit fan or a Taylor Swift fan, I think love means something different to you. Even though I'm a Gen Z, I still find navigating modern dating culture a little difficult from all the apps and the swipes and the comments and the ticks. So I have two people here today who are going to help me understand love a bit more, because it may be different back in the day and it means something different to us today. So we're going to have a talk about it, and I hope that it helps you guys understand and navigate love a little bit better as well. So I have my mom and my nani today. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are we feeling today?
I'm very underslept, so expect crankiness.
Oh, wow. What a great day for a great topic in a great mood to talk about love.
Love can be many kinds.
So we're going to talk about that.
Mother, daughter, love.
Grandmother,
granddaughter, love.
Yeah. Friendship, love. Romantic love.
Doctor love is
I'm not
talking
doctor
to
love.
Us.
Yeah.
I'm not doctor love. I'm not taking this tag. But since I'm the Gen Z in the room, I want to ask both of you what you think about modern dating.
I don't think about it.
Okay, but mom, do you think that all these apps and this whole modern dating culture has helped us define love or change the meaning of love completely?
I mean, I know that no one has patience anymore. So they don't want to adjust. You don't want to give things time. It's like, okay, in one or two dates, if you're not getting along, you move on. I don't know.
Pyar ka matlab move on to nahi ho sakta.
So, aapke liye pyar ka matlab kya?
Compatibility, understanding, adjustments. वो पता नहीं आजकल
हमें वही पूछने वाली थी कि आपको लगता है कि हमारे रिलेशनशिप्स इसीलिए ज्यादा समय तक
आप लोगों का रिलेशनशिप होता है प्यार नहीं होता.
I think you guys have so many more options than any of us did. You know, your pool is so much larger.
नहीं options तो no, हमारे जमाने में भी
no,
बहुत
but I think,
थे मगर
no, but mama, in our time, it was just like, okay,
your time
school,
and my time was a little different.
Very different. Yeah.
You know, school or the same city or maybe the same country. But today, you know, people are traveling, the world is shrunk, people are traveling, they're communicating across borders. So your options are a lot more. So you don't have to just make do with this, just this much. And I think that's where these apps come into play. Because you get
pyar
to
mein this much kahan se aata hai?
Look, mama, the definition of everything has changed, right?
Main manti.
So even the definition of love has changed. What that slow pace is not there anymore.
Also, समझने की कोशिश करने की जो एक इच्छा होती है वो आज के जमाने में बच्चों में नहीं है. हो सकता है नहीं
है their level they do. I mean, it would be very like backward of us to think they don't want to understand. Sometimes I think they're a little too understanding. And also, I'm thinking that these apps that you're talking about, I mean, how are they any different from being set up by friends or like parents or whatever?
Arrangements.
Yeah.
Arranged.
I mean,
not really, because
I mean,
that
in
time,
our time and day, there was like, oh, I think this guy would be really good for her.
Or you'd see
or
a
you
photo.
Set up two friends. Or like even for marriage, there's so many arranged marriages. So maybe this is just a more time efficient way of doing it.
Yeah, I
you
think
know?
It's quicker.
Time efficient.
I think, Mama, I'm saying the definition has changed. From your time to my time, it's changed. And from my time to her time, it's definitely changed.
Definition batao, kya hai?
I think hamare liye itna complicated nahi hai. Hum usko ek bahut aasan tarike se dekhte hai ki kisi se pyar karna hai, to it has to be easy.
Pyar karna hai matlab?
As in, agar ho jata hai pyar, then it's something that has to be easy and not something you have to put so much effort into.
Agar pyar ho, to effort nahi hota hai, Navya.
I think the whole definition of love should be that even if you make an effort, it doesn't feel like an effort because you want to do it.
Right.
One of our leaves have died. It's driving me nuts. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now even I can see it.
Now
light
I can't unsee it.
Light ki wajah se.
No, it's a dead leaf.
It's a dead leaf. Yeah, like a plant, I think. You have to keep watering it.
Okay. Wow.
But I think you guys also have a lot of social pressure. You have to have that Valentine's Day thing. You have to go on a holiday and then post pictures.
I think
you have
that
to,
that's
it's
what
too
you
much.
Guys think we want.
No, but no, but you all do this.
Just because a handful of people in our generation do it doesn't
no,
mean
but listen
it's
to
after
me,
the same
listen
thing.
To me, that becomes the template. Oh, even I want to do this.
I don't think
even
so.
Even I want to do that.
I mean, actually think that a lot of us in this generation have understood that this whole concept of putting everything out there and celebrating Valentine's Day and going on this holiday and that holiday isn't really what love is. And I think that we're actually going back to the old ways where at least I feel that people are a little burnt out with all of these apps. And like
that's a handful of people, darling.
Yeah,
I just want to tell you that it's a very lonely generation. So you guys are so lonely that apps are always going to be there. That's always going to be a part of your life.
Okay, I have a question. Do you think happily ever after is a myth? Or do you think that it's a work in progress?
Everything is a work in progress. You have to make an effort, otherwise nothing works. You have to adjust, you have to accommodate.
See, like in the start of a relationship, they say you're in that honeymoon phase and everything is great.
There is no honeymoon.
Oh. But
no, not in marriage, in a relationship.
I mean, even in
like
a relationship.
They typically say like the first year or the first year and a half is like your
first
honeymoon.
First year?
Yeah, it's your honeymoon phase and your, you know, everything is great. And then after that is when you really start getting to know somebody on a deeper level. And that's when all the problems start happening or disagreements. So do you
have to live with somebody to know the details. Sham ko mil gaye, din ko mil gaye, chai pili, coffee pili, dinner kha liya.
These guys share a lot of their lives and times.
Is oversharing in a relationship bad or good?
I find it easier.
So you're a sharer.
I also think it's fine.
No,
अच्छा सोच रही हैं बुरा सोच रही हैं वो भी
उनके बारे में भी बुरा सोच रहे हो तो आप बोल दो
मगर उसी वक्त नहीं समय देख के
I think something our generation doesn't understand is the concept of space in a relationship where we feel like if we haven't spoken to somebody in 4 hours then you know it's a crisis because now you can message, you can Instagram, you can call, you can video call and then there's just constant करते हैं हम हमारा romance ही खत्म हो गया क्योंकि कुछ बचा नहीं है you know there's no anticipation of
why are you all doing it then stop doing
it not but that's what I'm saying that I'm
speak
learning,
in the morning and speak in the evening
I'm doing that I'm learning that it's actually a very detrimental thing when you're constantly because then you have nothing left to talk about you have nothing left to say there's no anticipation or excitement to you know meet that person
sounding like a really sorry state of affairs Navya
I'm trying to be more millennial instead of Gen Z I think that we make that other person or the individual that we're in a relationship with our entire world. So everything starts revolving around that,
no,
including our
so
happiness.
That's so in every generation.
No, but I'm saying maybe it's not a good thing to say that your happiness...
But who has found that balance? Has anyone found that balance?
I'm asking you, did you find
I don't know anyone who has effectively found that balance. No one can find that balance.
Separate themselves from the person that they're
I mean,
with.
You have to have some crazy willpower or something.
No, as in ki you can't make that person...
Mujhe aisa lagta hai ki aap log hai na har cheez ko dissect bahut karte ho, calculate bahut karte ho.
No, I'm saying that we can't make somebody else responsible for our happiness and that's something that we tend to do when we're in...
Navya, aap happiness दूसरों से क्यों एक्सपेक्ट करते
हैं ये ऑटोमेटिकली हो जाता है हम
एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं
हैप्पीनेस इज सिचुएशन से होना चाहिए फीलिंग से होना चाहिए नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग
आई सेड दिस इन सीजन 1 दैट एवरीवन कांट फुलफिल वन एवरीथिंग यू हैव टू हैव डिफरेंट पीपल फॉर डिफरेंट नीड्स इन योर लाइफ फ्रेंड्स आर देयर फॉर समथिंग Your partner is there for something. Your brother, sister is there for something. Your parents are there for something. You need to get different things from different people. You guys want everything from the same person.
I remember, meri saas hamesha kaha karti thi ki aap logon se expectations jitna kam karoge, zindagi mein disappointment utna kam hoga.
वर्किंग ऑन इट.
तो मैं कोशिश तो ये करती हूँ.
मैं भी वही कोशिश कर रही हूँ. बट इतना आसान
नहीं है. नव्याज एन ओवर प्लीजर.
नो, आई हैव बिकम बेटर.
I've not seen
I've
that.
I've become better.
I'm sorry.
I think I've become better.
She wants to just please everyone and keep everyone happy all the time.
Because
she will burn herself out doing things for others.
That's true.
And they don't give that.
But that's her personality.
Back.
Leave her be.
I'm working on it.
That's your personality. You be yourself.
Yes, but I...
Most important is to be natural. What comes to you naturally, you must do.
Yeah.
Agar aap se wo naturally nahi hota hai, mat karo. क्योंकि आप गलत करोगे.
It doesn't come to me naturally to be clean, so or tidy. So
that you must develop.
Okay, do you think in a relationship like it would be a deal breaker for you if somebody was messy, like your partner was very messy?
Yes, yes.
I wouldn't be able to.
It would be a complete no-no.
I wouldn't be able to date someone like you.
Why?
Because I mean, I just want to tell you, even today I've had to pick up and clean up after you because I was so nervous that she'll go in and she'll see
where
what a mess you've made and you'll get a firing. Anyway, why are we doing this housekeeping exercise thing?
We can move swiftly back to love. Not only because we love each other.
We haven't bashed Navya for a long time.
I know,
time.
It's so much fun bashing her.
Okay, but another thing I want to talk about is today, at least in our Gen Z lingo, we keep talking about toxic relationships or like toxic traits in our partners. So
yeah,
what,
red flags.
Yeah,
I
like
see
red
it on
flags.
Instagram all
you know
the
what
time.
A red flag is?
Mujhe nahi pata.
Red flag is like a trait in somebody or
it's
a,
like a danger sign that it's
like
a sign that this is not good.
Pattern.
So what are
what
you
a,
put that
what
sign?
A universe? Are
you
there
don't
any?
Put it anyway. You just say that it's this is a red flag in that person that this person is like.
Okay,
this.
But tell me, is there like a universal definition of a red flag or is it different for each person?
Cheating and stuff like that. That would all be red flags.
Mistreating,
yeah, mistreating,
bad language,
abuse, like these are generic red flags, but I'm sure
bad manners for me would be a big red flag.
What do you mean by bad manners?
एक चीज जो मुझे बहुत बुरी लगती है जब लोग तू तुम करके बात करते हैं चाहे किसी से भी हो. आपने कभी मुझे नाना को तुम से बात करते हुए सुना? मुझे लगता है ये सब चीजों के लिए कॉन्शियसली एफर्ट करना चाहिए जो आपके जेनरेशन के लोग नहीं करते. आप से तुम से तू, तू के बाद फिनिश्ड. तो रिलेशनशिप भी ऐसे ही होता है ना. जब तक आप किसी की इज्जत नहीं करेंगे प्यार नहीं है.
रिस्पेक्ट इज वेरी
इंपॉर्टेंट. रिस्पेक्ट ईच अदर. रिस्पेक्ट बाउंड्रीज दैट टू पीपल हैव.
बाउंड्रीज आर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट.
बट व्हाट बाउंड्रीज डू यू थिंक आर इंपॉर्टेंट इन एनी रिलेशनशिप?
वेल, वायलेंस इज एन obviously
yeah.
no.
Oh,
physical violence is no.
And
even emotional
verbal,
violence.
Verbal.
It's just going to corrode everything.
Yeah.
When one partner says, these are things that really bother me, please try and avoid doing them. To have that respect that don't do it. If someone doesn't like it, just don't keep doing it.
Yeah.
Show that little consideration and respect. And not to drag fights. If someone says sorry, you should just drop it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they have understood and then
you
on
both are
and
saying
on
this to
and
me.
On. It's too much.
You both are saying this.
No, yes, I'm saying it.
Yes.
It's,
Mama,
it's,
when we
it's
fight,
frustrating.
It takes you 2-3 days to
no,
manage.
No, Navya, it never does. I just
does.
Want to say that I actually bounce back so fast from a fight. Once it's out, it's out. My conscience is clear. My heart is clear. My mind
I'm
is clear.
Also,
and I can move on and be happy and loving and everything.
Yeah, you.
I
does.
Personally have no issue with saying I'm sorry.
Chalo.
I think also another important aspect is to have empathy. Why are you guys
like a teacher? I think another important aspect.
In any kind of human equation, you have to have empathy with the other person. Put yourself in their shoes. See how they're feeling.
बहुत मुश्किल है मगर करना चाहिए.
No, you must do it, and you have to keep adjusting your expectations. Now, if
yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to keep quiet.
No, I'm listening to you.
No, yes, expectations, you have to adjust and you have to give people room to breathe. If you put sand in your hand and if you leave your palm loose, it'll stay. But if you hold on to it too tight, it'll just slip through your fingers. And that's how you should be with all your equations in life.
Moving on to my...
What's the next one?
My next...
Abhi usko gaadi pakadni chalo.
Yeah, train. Gaadi nahi. But the next question is that do you feel... that women find it easier to be single, or do you think there's a lot of societal pressure on women to be married or to be in a relationship after a certain age?
Yes.
Yeah. But there's always that pressure on a woman.
Society is designed in a way that it's okay for men to be single. It's not that easy for women to be single.
But why do you think that's the case?
I think it's evolution. Their purpose was to have babies, procreate. Yeah. I think that emphasis has never left us. So I think even today, there's that pressure that you need to get married,
so
you need to
have
children.
So you think it's more from a point of view that the older a woman gets, the, you know, yeah, the harder it is for her to have
children.
A child.
Yes, your biological clock is ticking.
Don't take anybody seriously.
I don't.
Someone saying all this to
you.
Who said this to you?
Nobody has said it to me. It's just
I in fact say that please don't get married in a rush. When you're ready to have children emotionally, that's when you should be in a commitment.
Yes, I know.
Because till then, I feel emotional, financial maturity and security. After that is when you should get married, however long it takes.
But I mean, I think that there are a lot of women today who choose not to get married. And
yeah, which is fine.
Which is fine.
And there are a lot of couples today who choose not to have children. Which is absolutely
fine.
But
the important question is that do you think our generation is... Are we in love with the idea of love? Or do you think that... Like, do we just want to be in love? Or do you think that we actually...
No, the former.
We are in love with the idea of being in love.
A lot of your motivation comes from...
The idea of
I don't want to be the only single person in my group or what have you. I'm a certain age. I should be, you know, with someone. I don't know.
I mean, for our generation, there's also a big thing about being single and, you know, being with your
friends. I don't know a single one of your friends who's single, Navya.
That's also true.
Exactly. So that's very telling.
Well, anyway, now we are going to play my game, which is I'm going to give you some terms and you have to tell me what they mean. Let her also answer because you might know some of these. So I wanted to guess. So I'm going to.
I won't know any of
you
them.
You might just think, it, like, say what you think it could mean. Okay, so the first term is love bombing.
Bombarding somebody with love.
Yeah, that's what it means. It's where you basically get, like, overly affectionate with someone. It typically happens after you fought with them or you're trying to, like, you know, it's like you love bomb them. You give them extra love. It's like makhan lagaing after a fight.
Makhan lagaing is
I don't think that's what love bombing is.
It is.
No, it isn't. Love bombing is when you don't give someone a chance, but you're just like, you're sending flowers, you're sending chocolates, you're planning
overly...
You make it so impossible for the other person to say no. That's love bombing.
Second, bread crumbing.
Sorry?
Bread crumbing.
Bread crumbing?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Lord knows.
Just take a guess.
I don't even want to guess.
It's when you give someone like mixed signals. Like you're just like leaving crumbs. You're not, you're kind of flirting with them, but you're not really committing. You're a little...
Oh God.
A little here and
messy
there.
Messy situation.
Yeah.
That's bread crumbing. Okay, ghosting.
I know ghosting. Ghosting is when you just leave someone, you don't bother to tell them.
This is what you would hate.
You don't call them, you don't inform them, you just disappear. Yeah. You become a ghost.
Okay, snack.
Someone who's cute.
Yeah.
Like very good looking.
Someone is looking like a snack. Good.
Like a snack, good enough to eat.
Nani's not.
I'm not liking these terms at all because they're so frivolous and so light. And
yeah, I agree. Anyway.
Situationship.
Situation and ship.
It's a relationship that isn't like there's a problem in the relationship.
It's situation-based.
Yeah, it's not a relationship.
It's situation-based.
Because they're not together. It's just a situation. Like you don't know what's really like happening. Okay. You're not at that stage where you're in a relationship. You're in a situation.
So you are you're working together and you feel that maybe yes, maybe not.
You're kind of in a situation. Yeah. You don't know what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't have an official
So you're
tag.
not dating, but like you're
it's
on
a
the way there. Or okay.
You don't know if you're on the way there. You're just in a situation of some sort.
Very, very frivolous. I'm sorry, but...
Well, that was the end of my game. And now it's time to move on to Tira Talks. And our question for today is that you guys have always been big advocates of self-love and have always taught me that. So why is it important to pamper yourself, love and accept yourself the way that you are and embrace all your imperfections?
It's self-respect. If you don't respect yourself, your body,
your mind,
how can you respect anybody else? You have to respect yourself first.
The boss said it.
She's spoken.
No.
So it's important to love yourself before you love.
I don't think this generation has any problem with self-pampering.
Yeah, even I don't think so.
Okay. And self-care.
Yeah.
But self-love is so difficult. Because you're constantly being fed a lot of negative. I don't know why I feel it's just human nature. If someone says something nice to you, 20 people say something nice and one person says something bad.
You focus on the bad
and you'll want to change it. Then that sticks in your head and then... I mean, I feel it for my generation, for me also.
I'm that person who will focus on that one bad comment rather than the...
I think it's negative things when they're said to you, they stick more than the positive things. I don't know why. It should be the opposite way. We have to maybe teach our children to... focus on the positive things that are said to you, because a lot of we do so much negative self-talk to ourselves. Oh, I'm fat, or my skin is, oh, I'm saggy. I mean, at my age, women are like, oh, I have wrinkles and I'm not looking as young as
me.
Or whatever. You know, it's all negative self-talk. Make the most of what you have.
Well, thank you for joining me on this episode.
Oh, you're welcome. Did we have a choice?
When did we do the last podcast?
Last year?
Season one?
Since when it ended,
we haven't had a new one started.
We have to do the next one, huh? We have to do the next one, huh? We are doing the next one, huh? We are planning the next
one, huh? Aren't you having fun?
Navya, this is our unconditional love for you.
Yeah.
Both of us are not morning people. We're waking up. We're coming here.
I appreciate it. I love you both.
We love you.
Very much.
It's called unconditional love.
Yes. So that was our episode for today. And talking about love, especially with mom and nani, is always a bit tricky. But I think it went pretty well today. I think that I learned a lot from them in terms of understanding what the definition of love is, and especially what they think it means to them and what it means to me. And I hope it helped you guys as well define what it means for you. But I think that I learned a lot more about this whole modern culture of love and dating and apps. And I think I've realized that I'm more of a conventional person. I don't know about what you guys think. But I think in all, what I took away from this really is just being authentic in this world of swipes and likes and comments, and focusing on loving yourself first and giving yourself that respect and giving yourself all of these amazing things that we tend to give others before us. And I think that's my biggest learning from Mom and Nani today. But a special thanks to Tira for making this happen. And if you haven't checked them out, please visit them on their website, tirabeauty.com. Or you can download their app and also visit their nearest store. Thank you.
You were listening to What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by Tira. Showrunners, Matrix India Entertainment Consultants Private Limited. Produced by Audiomatic. Producers for Audiomatic, Avdhoot Khanolkar, Akanksha Kadam and Alham Patel. Original title track composed and produced by Dogeek. Performed by Navya Naveli Nanda and Dogeek. On location sound recordist Ashutosh Balsekar. Sound mix and master Shrijit Vijayan.